I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Roz and Mocha. And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, question time. Let's get Melissa on the phone. Hello, Melissa. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
What is the question you got for everyone?
So do you think you guys could do an escape room, and how do you think it would play out?
Oof, I love escape rooms.
Uh-huh. I think we could.
I almost killed my husband in one.
So collectively, I think that the four of us, because I think four is a great number for an escape room, mm-hmm. because it's the certain, you need to work together in order to escape an escape room, but it's always fun when it all goes to hell, and you got a much better chance with four people than with two people with it having it all go to hell.
I think in this scenario, with everybody in this room, for me, I would say that I would, not to put too much pressure on you guys, but I would rely on Shem and Roz to help figure it out, because I'm not very good at escape rooms. Mm-hmm. And I know that the way you guys think, I think would help benefit us in escaping. So all I would do is say, what can I do to help? Like, I would still want to help, but look to you guys for guidance.
So that no offense was only to me.
Yeah.
You don't trust me to do anything.
Yeah. I'd say, Mo, you just sit this one out, bro. Don't worry, we're getting out.
I just did an escape room 2 weeks ago.
And?
And it was with me, Catherine, and then Roxy and two of Roxy's friends. So there was five of us. And we didn't make it out of the room. But I always talk to them afterwards, and I'm like, what's the percentage of people that make it out of this room? And the room we did, he was like, the percentage for that room, like 35%.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah, so like super low. But that's not even like a super hard room. But there's ways of problem solving, and then there's ways of escape room problem solving. And if you have not done escape rooms to sort of train your mind to know what are the things in escape rooms that are actually things? Because like you'll spend like 5 minutes on, oh my God, there's a crack on the ceiling. Somebody get something, see if you can like, and it's literally just a crack on the ceiling. Right. Mm-hmm. But like, so you have to know the things in escape rooms that are actual things and things that are not things. Right. And that's hard to do. Like they told us ahead of time, they were like, listen, there are the fire alarm in the right hand corner of the room is not a prop. It is an actual fire alarm. If you pull it off the wall, the fire alarm will go off. And the only reason we're saying this to you is because we have to say it because it has happened on multiple occasions. Right.
So because you think every single thing in that room is a clue.
Right.
Well, you got to think, like, if there's a calendar and it's turned to August and there's a lockbox or something, maybe that number is 8. Right, because August is the 8th month.
Oh, so. Maury, listen, that's a kindergarten level.
I'm just trying to participate in the conversation. Listen,
you live, Maury. You live like two blocks away from one of the best escape rooms I've ever been to.
The one on King Street.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's incredible. We didn't do the super scary one. Apparently, there's one that you can do where there's a live actor in the room with you, and they have a sheet over their head, and they don't talk to you until you get to a certain point in the escape room, and then they start like freaking out and stuff like this. Like they're crazy.
Not for me.
It's crazy. Yeah, you don't want to be in the room with the live actor.
Nah, that'll level up my night terrors.
Yeah, no, it will. Thanks. But no more. You should go. Is that where you went to that one?
No, escape room. We went to a couple other ones. I've not gone to that one.
Is the best escape room I've ever been to.
That one has axe throwing too.
Yeah. It's and because when you go in, you just don't go into, because sometimes when you go to an escape room, it's like you're literally walking into like a laundromat, right? And then they just bring you behind a curtain, and then you go in and do the stupid escape room. But this place is like a bar, right?
Legit.
Like you can get food and you can do all this stuff. It was great. But no, we didn't escape. Like I think my total history of doing escape rooms, I think maybe I'm less than 50%.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So you died long
They're
ago.
Hard. They're hard.
Yeah. You get to create one where if you don't escape, you stay in there for days and days until you do.
What are you talking about? That's like, called prison. What? It's already been invented.
Right? Hey, Melissa, knowing what you know of everybody on the show, how do you think we would do in an escape room?
I think like, you would do think... well.
Yeah.
But I think Maury would be laughing the entire time. He would try to find a work way to try to touch Roz's butt.
Wow.
And who can blame him? Wow. And then I think Mocha the entire time would be like, come on, guys, we have to figure this out. Come on, guys, just be stressed out.
Yeah, and they know too when you do an escape room like this, they really do. They deliberately stress you out. Like they know if an escape room, if like three people can do it in an hour, right?
Yeah.
That escape room, the time limit on that escape room is going to be 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, yeah. Because they want the pressure at the end.
When you're in the escape room, is someone listening and or watching the entire time?
Everything.
Like, let's say if you're in there and let's say they tell you, okay, 45 minutes is the cap, right? But at like 30, if you're freaking out and saying, listen, I cannot do this at all. You have to let me out. Will they let you out or
you get a walkie-talkie. Different escape rooms have different rules. Some escape rooms, you're allowed one clue. Some escape rooms, you're allowed unlimited. So like literally you can just sit there and talk to the guy who's watching you.
Oh,
but like you could be like, hey, we're stuck. And then all you'll hear over a speaker is, go back to the bird cage.
Oh.
Right? And then you're like, thank you. And then you all go back to the bird cage
to find
the clue you missed at the bird cage.
Then you didn't really escape then. You'd feel like a cheater for the rest of your life.
No. I think there's part of it because there's just some things. There's some things that you just like that you don't know, right? Like there's like you, if you just clearly can't see something in the room, they're happy to sort of point you in that direction because they've worked really, really hard on these puzzles and connecting them together. And it's like for them, they're like, oh, damn, like this is now five people in a row who haven't seen this thing. Maybe we need to rethink it, right? Yeah.
But I think we should all go as a group.
No.
Hey, Melissa, that was an amazing question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you as well. Bye.
Right on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. David said, hey, Roz, did you enjoy Andor? And are you guys interested in any other upcoming shows and or movies?
You know what?
Watch Roz?
I didn't finish
it. Did you finish it?
I didn't finish it. And I will. This is the exact problem with everything, which is I started watching Andor and I was like, oh my God, this is the Star Wars tone I like. These are the stories I like. This is the aesthetically, this is the way I like my Star Wars to look. It was very much like Rogue One. Like it had that same feel to it, right?
A little bit gritty, yeah.
And nobody in my house was interested in it. It wasn't Star Wars-y enough for them. And so I was like, okay, I'll just watch this on my own. And then I just had a real difficult time working it back into my life. But that's my thing is that I want more Star Wars like this, but I didn't even finish it. You know, and so I think that this just really says to them that, and really, did you hear anybody talking about Andor or how great Andor was or anything like that?
No. So I watched the first two episodes and then gave up immediately.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, stick with it. It gets better. And I think I watched, I don't know, this past weekend, I tried to get through more episodes.
Yeah.
Like I got up to like maybe episode six, halfway through episode six. And then I just stopped. It's not, I don't like it.
No,
I don't like
it.
I think because everything I compare to in that world, I compare to Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Because Mandalorian just came out of nowhere and it was really, really good. And that's the kind of like storytelling and action and characters that I like. So Andor, that's
tough,
gonna be
though, because right before Andor was that stupid Obi-Wan Kenobi show. I hated that show because it was everything about Star Wars that I don't like, right? And Star Wars storytelling that I don't like. And so I was really looking forward to Andor after it. And I just, I don't think that Star Wars is going to go in that direction anymore because literally no one talked about Andor. Nobody.
Yeah. Anything you guys are looking forward to, though?
God.
Oh, I've got one.
What?
That Netflix movie, You People.
Oh my God, that looks so good.
Yes.
Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, Nia Long. David Duchovny.
That's gonna be
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes.
Lauren London. Oh my god.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the trailer for it, please go and watch the full length trailer. There's one scene where all those characters I just mentioned are sitting around a dinner table and the conversation is super awkward.
Yeah, it's really great.
And that 90s show.
On Netflix?
Yeah. Have you seen any of it yet, Maury?
No, but I've seen the trailer and some clips.
Did you watch it, Ross?
Yeah, I watched the net. But I didn't even really like that 70s show, though. Right?
I'm actually kind of psyched to watch 90s show. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, no, it's made for you guys. Like, it's just not made for me. Like, it's just not my kind of thing. But you guys will. You guys will love it. Because Red and what's her name are in it,
the mother, right?
The mother, yeah.
Red and Kitty.
Red and Kitty.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Hannah Montana wrote in and said, if you could have a quick moment / cameo in any movie, which would it be? Oh, I know Maury's got an answer for this.
What do you think it is?
Well, I don't know. I assume that
you knew what my answer is going to be.
No, then he would have said, I know what Maury's going to say.
See, it's a toss up between 13 going on 30 or Back to the Future.
And you would just want to be like, would you want to be a major character or just like make an appearance?
No, my favorite thing is always just to be like that guy reading the newspaper behind them in the diner kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Like if you had to be an extra in a movie, like which movie would you want to be an extra in or just like a cameo?
Like a cameo.
Like let's say a cameo where you have like one line kind of thing, right? There's your beer, sir. Right. Like that kind of thing. Right.
Mine would be like any Marvel movie for sure.
Nah, because I want to make sure I'm not in a costume. I want to make sure that people could see me.
No, I would be like a civilian, right? That like Iron Man or someone goes by and I'd be like, hey, there's Iron Man.
Yeah.
I thought you'd say Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
You're running beside Forrest or something?
Like you're going to be in Vietnam with Forrest? Right? No.
Like Forrest meets Bubba and I?
Yeah. You and Bubba are just chilling. Yeah.
Talking about shrimp.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, Forrest, I'm still talking to tell you about shrimp. All the shrimp knowledge we got.
You could do that. Forrest Gump would be a good one. I think that you would want, like, you would want it to be like a legendary movie, you know, that people are going to watch. Like, I think that if I had one sort of speaking part cameo in a movie, I would lean towards something like Elf, though I think it's the greatest movie of all time. No, but it is a movie that every single year around the holidays, your phone would blow up for people being like, oh my God, Elf. You know, I saw you in Elf. And I think that would really make your holiday.
But that kind of ruined Macaulay Culkin's life, right?
No, but I don't want to star in it. Also, there was a lot of other things that ruined Macaulay Culkin's life.
Yeah, bro, just take a quick browse of his Wikipedia. Right. You'll see.
Yeah, you know, child stars don't generally, you know, sort of fare that well when they're left alone.
What about Top
and
Gun?
Everything else? Nah. No, because I don't think that Top Gun is just top of mind. Like, it's not a movie that people watch over and over and over again. I think you would have to pick a movie that people watch over and over again.
Magic Mike.
No, people don't watch Magic Mike over and over.
That's
and over
a one
again.
And done, bro.
Also, who are you going to be in Magic Mike?
Well, I'm assuming if I'm in the movie, then I'm going to be one of the dancers.
No, like, no. But like, be realistic though.
I would have had a chance
to
get in
shape. You're making an appearance, a cameo.
Fine. Okay, I'm a bartender.
Okay. Jeez.
You'd be the worst bartender ever.
You would be. First of all, you're not tall enough.
There's a height requirement?
No offense to all my Short King bartenders out there. But more, you gotta be able to look over the bar. Right? And reach the high bottles.
Next question here comes from Lauren. Says, what is your favorite episode of The Office and why?
I heard somebody the other day say something real great about The Office and just how impactful The Office is. And that was Nobody ever asks somebody, have you watched The Office? You ask somebody, do you watch The Office? Because you never stop watching The Office. You never finish The Office and then just walked away from it. Like you, if you're a fan of The Office, you just continuously watch The Office.
Yeah. That's... Even on YouTube, I'll like pull up, you know, some of the cold opens that they have.
Yes.
Right? Like hardcore parkour. Yeah. Right? Like I'll still watch that every now and then.
We just watched we just watched The Dinner Party the other day and
that's my favorite episode.
And I still found something after all these times that I've seen it, something else that made me laugh that never made me laugh like that before.
What was it?
It was at the very very end of the episode. You remember how Dwight shows up with his old babysitter? Right. And they bring their own Tupperware and wine glasses full of food. And then as like everything is going bad between Jen and Michael, the babysitter leaves. Right. And she's like, I'm going to go catch the bus. And then at the very end, when Michael is like depressed and crushed and leaves Jen and they're in the and he's in the car with Dwight because Dwight's going to like take him back to Schrute Farm. They stop at a stoplight and you see the babysitter at the bus stop and Dwight ignores her and they just drive away.
That is by far my favorite episode. But going back to what you said, when she's at the table and she gets up and leaves, and Dwight doesn't even look at her. He's like, fine, get out of here.
I like the one where they had the post-it notes on their foreheads.
Diversity Day is the best.
Oh, that was Diversity Day from season one.
That's the funniest.
Man, yeah, so funny.
Diversity Day. But no, The Office is just so great. You know?
Every now and then, and this happened not that long ago when I had a glass of wine, I won't say it out loud because just in case, like if anyone hasn't seen that episode, but in my mind, I will take a sip and I'll say, has an oaky afterbirth taste.
Yes, but also remember he dips his steak in his wine and then Jan is like, Michael, it's disgusting, and he's like, you know I have soft teeth.
She goes, oops. Anyway, Dinner Party is my favorite. Before we get to our next caller, Rachel says here, would you rather live in a hotel, all expenses paid, but you can never leave the room again and you can have no visitors, or live in a shack but have to pay for the expenses of a mansion?
Oh, then I'd live in the hotel.
But then you'd never get to see anyone ever again and you can't leave. Okay. I don't know if I could live like that.
But wait, can you order room service and they'll leave it outside the door?
Yeah. You get all the amenities of a hotel.
Yeah.
But you can't leave the room. Mm-hmm. Ever, and you can't have anybody come into the room. So ever.
It's an elaborate jail.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't do that. I picked the shack option.
And have to pay.
But I don't know if I could afford it.
Yeah, Maury would have to isolate in a hotel because he couldn't afford the shack.
Yo, facts.
Right?
I'll say this. Mm-hmm. Like, when I used to interview the Big Brother contestants, for like weeks before they do the competition, they're in sequester in a hotel like this. And they aren't allowed to leave. Nobody's allowed. It's exactly this. And a lot of them say they don't mind
for
it.
For how
as
many
much.
Weeks?
They're in there for like 2 weeks.
Oh. Yeah, but they know that like the end game is that they leave there to go play the game. Mm-hmm. Right.
And in there, they're not even allowed to watch, like, I don't think they're allowed to watch actual TV. They have to watch DVDs because they're not allowed to know what's going on in the world.
So do you submit a request?
It's not jury duty.
Do you submit a request of like everything that you want to watch?
And then they're allowed to watch television.
I don't think they can watch the news.
Why?
Because then, I don't know. I guess they can't talk about what's going on because then
current events?
It dates the episodes of when it airs, right?
They're not filmed while they're sequestered in the hotel.
Okay, so maybe they can watch the news, but they're not allowed to phone anybody or talk to anybody.
Jesus.
Okay. So they can watch TV, but they can't call anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you. I would have to be able to leave. So unfortunately, Maury's going to be living it up in a giant, beautiful hotel suite,
paying nothing,
and I'm going to be in a shack going broke.
If you said all the amenities, does that include like an in-room massage?
No, nobody's allowed to come in the room, Maury. You will not see physically another human being.
Then that's not all the amenities.
You know what we mean, Maury. Play along.
I know.
So they made it clear nobody can come in and you can't leave.
Okay.
Nobody. And they can't put their fingers under the door. and massage you that way. Okay. Yeah. There's none of this. You can't sit. Okay. And then they put their fingers under the door and make tickle.
Don't do that
and make,
motion. And make
tickle fingers.
I can't look at you when you do that motion. No, I can't look at you.
And then
Maury's
like a cat on the other side of the door, just flipping around to all different parts of his body.
No.
To get rubbed. Okay.
I don't need
that's
that
not allowed. No, Maury.
All right, let's go to Lance.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Yo, Lance, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? Welcome to the podcast, man.
Awesome. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good, buddy. Glad you're here with us. What is your question?
So I got a question. It's if the Roz and Mocha Show crew were a wrestling stable, what would the stable name be and what would your entrance music be?
Okay, so Mocha, you want to take this one first and then we'll head over to Shem, the two biggest wrestling fans?
I don't even understand.
Okay, well, we'd have to come up with the name Shem. I think that I would be the loudmouth guy on the mic. I think Shem would be an enforcer. I think Roz would do anything and everything he could to not participate and potentially leave any event that we are at or doing earlier than expected, including a match. He would just get bored of the match and walk away. I feel like, damn it, Maury could play the role of like a manager, the one that accompanies us to the ring, stands on the outside of the ring and distracts the opponent, you know, tangles up with the ref, maybe distract the ref while other stuff's going on in the ring.
Yeah.
We would have to come up with a name, though. What's the name of our band again, guys?
The Whistle Wetters.
Okay, so we would not be that.
No. I wanted to call the band Man Jam.
Yeah,
but,
no, that wouldn't
that
be
sounded,
our wrestling
that
crew
sounded
name
too
either.
Gross.
Can we be like Quad Thunder?
No.
Quad Thunder? Shem, what do you think a name should be?
I don't know name, but I almost feel like we need to use the D-Generation X theme music.
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
Break it down.
No.
What about our name is Foreplay?
No.
Whoa.
Excuse me, Maury.
What?
Because there's four of us.
No.
And we're going in the ring to play. Foreplay.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're going to be out of the wrestling room. You're going to have to enjoy a solo career as a wrestler.
Here, let me go through some of these famous wrestling stable names. So, obviously, we know the Four Horsemen. Damnation. I don't know where these are. The Von Erichs. They were they were fly. There was a stable called Mad Blanky.
Mad Blanky.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
There was there was Shield. We know that. Heart Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Eruption.
Yep.
Evolution. Elite. Catch Point. There was the D-Generation. D-Generation X. We know that.
One of the greats.
NWO, we know that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
You know what we would be, Shem? Probably like the Oddities 2.0.
Yeah. What about there was a wrestling stable called Natural Vibes? Oh, damn, the Heenan family?
Yeah, of course.
God, the Heenan family was huge.
Wait, hold on a second. So, Lance, what do you think? You've obviously given this some thought. If you were to give our crew, our wrestling crew, a name, what would it be?
So, I figured because we all know Roz is Guyanese now,
it would have
to have some sort of Guyanese theme. But because I don't know very much, I'm not sure. I also agree mostly with Mocha what he says about the roles. Mocha would be on the mic. He's kind of like the leader. Shem's the enforcer. Roz is the guy that's always faking injuries so he can go back stage and just do his own thing. Maury, though,
see,
I would
he's not even arguing with you on that one.
No.
Maury, I would actually put him as the diva that distracts people, grabs their ankles, and So as for a name, I don't know, but the roles, that's kind of what I thought.
There was a stable called Hurt Business. That's a good one.
They're out right now.
Are they?
Yeah, they're current. Mm-hmm.
The Rottweilers, the Hart Foundation. Yeah, there's been a lot of really good ones, huh?
I know. I still like foreplay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen more.
But I have to have a Guyanese twist.
Okay, I'm the Guyanese twist, homie.
Yo, Lance, you're the best. Thanks so much, bro.
No problem. You guys can ask me the question?
Between Roz and Mocha, Lance, who is your favorite?
Hands down, pants on, all day, Roz.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All day.
All day.
I'm not even going to tell you why.
Oh, yeah, don't. Don't. Why do you even have to bring that up then?
You know what? Before we let you go, why?
Because Roz stays true to himself a little bit better than Mocha. And what I mean by that is I'm gonna ask you a question, Mocha, and I want you to answer. Mm. Do you, Mocha, believe in ghosts?
Oh, damn.
No.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Mocha believes in ghosts. I think he says he doesn't, so Roz doesn't poke fun at him.
Right. Yeah, because I think that Mocha come around to realize that saying that you believe in ghosts is a serious sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just doesn't want to get made fun of. And no, Roz, no matter what, he'll always say no.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Right on, man.
Okay, take care.
See ya. Don't call again. I'm just kidding, bro. Later.
Hey, what about BJ Whitmer, Jimmy Jacobs were part of a stable called Lacey's Angels.
Ooh.
We'll end on this question from Noah. Did Shem actually end up buying the human bear? Do you guys remember the story from a few months ago? They were selling a human-sized teddy bear for people to be able to cuddle with.
Yeah, it was a man bear. It had arms and fingers, but only a bear face.
And it was more for like emotional support.
That was a fetish,
for lonely people.
Yeah.
And Shem said he was going to spend, I think it was $125 or $150.
No, it was more than that. It was like, it turned out to be like $320 Canadian dollars.
What? Turned out to be.
Well, I mean, like when you do the conversion, but I wasn't.
Yeah. So did you cancel your order?
I sure as hell did.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Sure as hell did.
Because I thought you could have expensed it.
No. With what?
Is it from for the work? Show? For the show.
Yeah, but what if he couldn't?
Then he just left with a bear. Thank you, everyone, for all of your questions. We're going to do this again next week. Just find us on Instagram at Kiss925. Ask Roz and Mocha is the picture you are looking out for. And the comment section is where you leave all of your questions. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.